This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Inside Music. I'm your host, George Mariner Moll, Artistic Director of the Discovery Orchestra, where we believe the more musical detail we notice, the more pleasure we receive from listening. Inside Music is made possible by Glenn Mead, an independent trust company providing investment and wealth management services with offices in Princeton, Morristown, and Philadelphia. Welcome to this evening's episode, A Belated Valentine. The very romantic opening of the third movement of Sergei Rachmaninoff's Symphony No. 2. At the end of the fourth episode of Inside Music entitled The Point, I promised to do an episode solely on Rachmaninoff's points, and by this, of course, I don't mean the points on his driving license or the number of points he scored in his last basketball game. Although he was 6'6", I've never read anything to suggest that he'd ever touched a basketball. No, I'm referring to his aesthetic belief that within every movement of music, there was one moment of greatest emotional intensity, a moment he referred to as the point. It need not be the loudest moment in the music, although it can be. He believed that a composer should fully utilize the elements of music to make this moment happen in each movement. And he further felt strongly about the performer's obligation to deliver this point to the listeners at the performance. The third movement of Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony is written in a modified sonata form recipe. If sonata form is not a familiar term, I encourage you to scroll to the WWFM archive podcasts of my second pilot episode of Inside Music, The Problem with Program Notes, in which I delve a bit more into sonata form. But like all sonata form movements, this one has two principal themes. The first theme is this. There are some things I'd like you to notice about it. My first question is, is there repetition involved? Here it is again. So, what do you think? Yes, we have repetition. My next question is twofold. Does it repeat at the same or different pitch levels? And if it does repeat on different pitch levels, are we ascending or descending? We are descending. Even though the pattern of the melody itself ascends, da, 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 each repetition begins on a lower note than the previous iteration. The second theme contrasts with the first in a number of ways. Listen to a bit of it and be thinking about how it's different than the first theme. The second theme is not yet over. So what can we notice to be different than the first theme right off the bat? It's much longer, and it moves more slowly. Da, 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 da. And the second theme has an entire second section. After the clarinet plays the first section, lasting more than 2 minutes, the strings take up the second section of the second theme, lasting nearly another minute. After what has been nearly 3 minutes of time without it, which theme might you now bring back if you were composing this music? Of course, the only other theme we have up to this point, the first theme. And now, having concluded the initial large section of a sonata form movement, the exposition, it's time to move on to the middle section we call the development. But remember, I indicated earlier that Rachmaninoff had modified the sonata form recipe somewhat. Normally, in the development, a composer will use themes from the exposition and develop them or alter them in a way that they are still recognizable to listeners, though changed. But here, Rachmaninoff chooses to give us some new themes altogether. Here is how the development begins. Rachmaninoff has given us several new melodic patterns, which are repeated at different pitch levels, but now he's going to give us yet another musical pattern, which we will explore in depth to show how Rachmaninoff is going to make the point of this movement. He is going to build emotional tension enormously and then release it. Here is the next melodic pattern we encounter. and he immediately repeats that verbatim. To increase the emotional tension, he begins to repeat this idea, but takes the second half of it and bumps it up a step in a little two-step ascending sequence. This altered version of the new pattern is itself taken up a scale step. Having arrived at this pitch level, he uses only the first half of the pattern, and, well, you tell me what he does. He repeats just that first half. Listen to that again. What's he do next? Right. He moves this new version of the idea up a scale step and slows the tempo. I'm going to play each of these incremental moments one after the other. Can you feel the tension building? I hope so. Now, how would you, if you were composing this, release the tension? I'm wondering how many of you chose Rachmaninoff's solution. Yes! Bring back the first theme of the movement. And of course, Rachmaninoff uses his characteristically rich harmonic vocabulary. Listen to the Philadelphia Orchestra play this passage under Eugene Ormandy in this 1959 recording. That is the point of this movement, a movement that is, for me, an ecstatic, wordless song about love. At least, it's the way I feel about the love of my life. Hopefully for you, too. Here again are those fabulous Philadelphians under Eugene Ormandy in a belated Valentine gift for you, playing the entire third movement of Sergei Rachmaninoff's Symphony Number 2. This has been Inside Music. I'm George Mariner Moll, Artistic Director of the Discovery Orchestra and your host. The producer is David Ozenberg. The Discovery Orchestra's Emmy-nominated educational concerts for American Public Television are available on Amazon.com and may be streamed free of charge by Amazon Prime members. For more information about the Discovery Orchestra, visit our website at discoveryorchestra.org. Inside Music is made possible by Glenn Mead, an independent trust company providing investment and wealth management services with offices in Princeton, Morristown, and Philadelphia. Inside Music episodes can be heard as webcasts at wwfm.org by selecting About Us and then Our Programs, A to Z. Inside Music is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and wwfm.org. Tune in for our next episode, Why Do They Write That Way? Thanks so much for being with us. This is George Mariner Moll reminding you to listen better.